I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the Easter season, as we continue to grow in the grace and the love offered to us through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, grace that is designed to bring we who are far away into union with the Trinity, into fuller participation in the love of God, made possible by the One who became like us in all things but sin. Today is the Saturday of the sixth week of Easter. We will begin our meditation with the letter of St. Jude, verses 20 and 21. But as for you, beloved, build up yourselves upon the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto life everlasting. St. Gregory of Nyssa, in his work on Not Three Gods, writes that in the case of the divine nature, we also learn that the Father does nothing by himself, in which the Son does not also participate equally, or that the Son does not have any special work apart from the Holy Spirit. Rather, every work which comes from God to creation, while described according to our different understandings of it, has its origin from the Father, proceeds through the Son, and is perfected in the Holy Spirit. Our path of theosis, our path of becoming more and more like God, is a path into full participation in the divine life, fuller participation into the love of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Each of these members of the one Trinity is united in their one desire and their one work for us and for our salvation. The Father has created us, the Son has redeemed us, the Spirit perfects us. But no member of the Trinity acts alone. Each, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit participates equally and fully in all aspects of our redemption and our salvation and our restoration into unity with the Father. God loves us so much that he gives of his whole self for the sake of restoring us to unity with him. And in the face of such love, what can we do but strive to respond to the fullness of the love that we have as well, to give our whole selves to the one who gave his whole self for our sake? As I have stressed several times in our series and in our journey, God's entire will is that we be saved, but that God also allows us to have the freedom to refuse that offer of salvation. And so for the sake of our salvation, we must strive each and every day to offer our whole selves to the Father, for the sake of our salvation and for a fuller participation in the divine life of the Holy Spirit. And we will conclude with our prayer to the Holy Spirit. O Heavenly King, Comforter, and Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every stain, and save our souls, O Gracious One.